Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good Monday morning to you. When you hear a little Monday, a little opera, you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How are you this Monday morning?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Good, you're smiling. You got some good news for us?
Yeah, always good news.
Yeah, what's going on in your world?
Well, Pensacon's coming up.
This weekend, all the festivities are starting now. Very exciting stuff. And we've got all the info in Downtown Crowd, which is one of the Ballinger Publishing publications.
And on the back cover is a list of some of the stars that are going to appear.
The whole back cover has everybody that's coming. I'm looking at some, I love Jason Patrick. He's going to be there. I have a friend of mine that this is a funny story. Years ago, back in the day when I was in New York and a struggling actress, there used to be an event called the Toy Fair. Mm-hmm. And it was on February, right about now, actually. It's like 2 weeks in February. And all the toy shops, owners, dealers, back in the day, Toys R Us, they would all come to this big convention. And they would hire all the actors and actresses in town to demonstrate the toys. Mm-hmm. So I demonstrated Matchbox toys, and I demonstrated...
How you demonstrate a Matchbox toy?
You sit there and go, this is an exciting new model for, blah, blah, blah. And you'd stand there and show them the model of the
You must have been a great actress.
I got my training.
Make a Matchbox car.
Matchbox cars, and what was the other one I did? I did some baby products, And mm-hmm. So, but it was always fun. You made a lot of money. They paid you a big fee to be there. So that was like after Christmas, it was the Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But Michelle Hurd, who's done a lot of programs. She was on Law & Order years back, and she's starring in a lot of the different shows now. She's going to be there. And I got to go see her and say, because she was one of the models. This is probably, I don't want to say how many years ago it was, but she and I were right next to each other. She was doing some other fancy toy.
Does she want to remember?
I don't know. That's why I wasn't sure. Should I ask her about that or not? But she's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful sweetheart of a person. But those are the kinds of, you bond with people. Well, you're there for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So the person next to you become a friend with. So I probably will stop by and say hi to her. But there's so many great things about Pensacon. I had Julio on last week talking about all the different... Because I didn't realize, Malcolm, it's not just at the Bay Center now. I mean, it's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, there are so many events that go on.
Yes, like where the right place has a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. They've got panels with all the different actors and people that are involved with the shows. And then they have the comic side of it, the sci-fi side of it. There's just so much more to it than I ever realized. So it's kind of, can you tell? I'm kind of excited. I want to definitely get over there this year.
Well, the great thing for downtown is that it brings so many people downtown that eat at the restaurants. It's just a great economic boon to downtown.
Absolutely. Mm. And so many of the restaurants, I know Fish House is doing a whole Harry Potter theme.
Yeah.
And the airport, I've mentioned this many times because I still think it's the coolest thing ever, is now the International
Intergalactic. Yes.
And they have, I didn't realize they had the bases as their star base one, the gates, mm-hmm. Stargate 1, 2, and 3. I just think that's so awesome. But people dress up for this, or you can go not dressed up or dressed up. It's totally up to you. But they have probably, I don't know, they've got how many, 100 different celebrities coming in from all the different.
Yeah, all kinds of genres.
So many different ones. And you'll see actors that were around years ago that are back, and you might recognize them from other shows. And then you've got people that are more current and starring in some of the events here. So pretty exciting stuff starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can check out, they do have a website with the schedule and everything, which is pensacon.com. There you go. I lost Malcolm. And you come on back, Malcolm. Where'd you go?
Well, I'm looking out the window, and the landscaping guy is sort of making signs. We'll give him away.
No, this is live radio. I said Malcolm was not paying attention.
Well, my attention span is not good.
No, I would never say that. Are you still here? So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Mm. If you've got something you'd like to ask Malcolm about, maybe one of his publications, he has Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, we have the Downtown Crowd. And if you have a question for him or a comment, 850-437-1620, we would love to hear from you this Monday morning.
Just to go backwards a little.
Yes.
Thursday I went to Mardi Gras Mumbo.
Oh, how was it?
Actually, it was great.
It looked like, from the pictures on Facebook and stuff, it looked like it had a great crowd.
Oh, it was, I think it was pretty much sold out.
I think so. It must have been.
And
hats off to Danny Zimmern and Hannah and Tanya, the whole Zimmern crew and the people that, you know, Mardi Gras Pensacola really pulled it off this year. The weather cooperated, thank goodness. We were holding our breath a little bit there.
The thing that struck me most about it is I've been to several concerts at the Bay Center, and usually the acoustics or the sound is not that great.
Uh-huh.
But it was really good.
Oh, good.
I think they must have brought in some really good equipment, and it was just, you could actually understand what they were saying.
Oh, that's a big compliment from you, yeah. No, that's great.
It was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Cool. So that was the Thursday night event, and then Friday the Illuminated Parade went on. That looked like Crew of Lafitte, I believe, puts that one on.
Yes.
And they had a big crowd for that.
Yes.
And then Saturday, wow, a lot of folks came out for Saturday.
Yes.
And so that was a success because it was a fear there might be a little rain, but we didn't have any rain. Mm. So that was perfect. Mm. And then Sunday, the Pensacola Beach Parade had a huge turnout as well, and they didn't have any rain either. So it really worked out great.
It shows that Pensacola can be adaptable. With changing the route, everything
The Jefferson
to go very
Street
well.
Was kind of cool because it was wider.
Yeah.
So there was actually more room for the floats and the walkers and stuff. That's what several people commented about that.
They paraded right below my office window.
Oh.
So actually, you could
have sold tickets.
I could have sold tickets, yeah.
what were you thinking?
Yes.
That would have been perfect. So that's a fun event, and they did great with it. I mean, it's just so many, and people don't realize how much work and energy goes into organizing. Because when you think about the Zimmerns and the Pensacola Mardi Gras group, they're doing the overall organizing. But then you have to think of when you see all the floats and all the work that goes into building the floats, finding the drivers. Stefan Schmidt, who's one of our hosts on Friday for Boat Smart, drives the truck for the crew of Yayas. And so he kept posting pictures.
I bet that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he kept posting pictures, you know, the pink float and, okay, now we're here and now we're there. I mean, they have to get there really early and they got to make sure everything's ready and the tires are, you know, there's just so much more to it. Ordering the beads ahead of time, making sure you've got all the moon pies. I mean, people have to go all out for this and we get to benefit from it. So it was really, really kudos to everybody involved. What a fun event.
Yes. And I have to say,
yes.
Do we have time for a little story? Well,
you do. Got a couple minutes. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say I took your advice.
Uh-oh. What did I tell you to do?
You told me to buy flowers.
And?
For Valentine's Day.
And
I did.
I'm speechless. How'd that go?
And Carrie said, oh, you took Meg's advice. Yes.
That's so funny.
Well, previous year,
well, what have you done before?
Well, actually, 2 years ago, I ordered online flowers.
Okay.
They arrived 4 days after Valentine's Day. It was a disaster.
Oh, no.
And that always makes you look like you forgot or something, but I truly ordered in plenty of time.
It's not your fault, but still.
Then last year, I think it was last year, I bought a, I guess you call them succulents in a heart shape.
That's sweet.
And Carrie killed those. Although she doesn't see it that way.
Welcome to my world.
And so I said, I'm going to do the right thing. So I went to Flowerama on Friday.
Yes.
Before all the good stuff was sold.
Good for you.
And I got what I thought was a very nice vase with some pink roses and white sunflowers.
Yeah.
And I took it to a Friday night and said, Happy Valentine's Day.
And didn't that feel good?
Yes. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See?
See, generally with things, I'm like most guys. Forget about it or remember at the last minute.
Right.
Think, oh, my goodness, I got it.
It's a got to rather than a want to.
And
you feel,
well, this time.
You wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's called love, expressing your love. I have a good friend that says it's in the expression of love that I am healed. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
On that note, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm and I are just talking away. If you've got a comment or question for Malcolm about Ballinger Publishing or maybe something you'd like to share with us, 850-437-1620. Going to be a great weekend with Pensacon. We just had the Mardi Gras weekend. We are in the season. It just never stops from here. We're just going to have event after event after event. And that's what's great. We don't really have an off season anymore like we used to.
Yeah, that's true. We used to talk about the shoulder season.
Right.
But there isn't.
This is supposedly the shoulder season.
Yeah.
And if you saw the crowds in Pensacola this weekend, I don't think it was the shoulder anything. It was packed.
Yes. Now, one thing I must mention.
Yes, sir.
Our wedding edition is fast.
That's right.
It's fast approaching. It is the April edition, and the cover contest is open for entries. Really, all you have to do is send pictures of your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They can be amateur, they can be professional. If you hired a professional photographer, they can send them along. We have several photographers that send photographs from several weddings.
Right.
That they
have. Does it have to be from this previous year, or could it be from a few years ago? Or
really, from last year.
Last year, okay.
Yeah.
You want to try to keep it more current.
And local.
Local.
Local's fairly broad, but local.
So those beautiful beach wedding photos.
Yes.
Because I see those all the time on Facebook. Just beautiful sunsets, the white gown, the water.
Just bear in mind that it should be suitable for 8.5 by 11 cover.
Okay.
So you have to get the right perspective, is that?
Right,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the right angle, the right perspective.
Right angle.
It's not a wide shot, it's more of a vertical.
And it should prominently feature the bride, of course.
Because you said you don't want everybody, the bride, a party. It's really the bride, more or less.
We have had winners in the past where part of the bridal party was included. But I think the most impactful, but the bride and groom were in the center, and it was a dynamic picture.
Mm.
But by and large, it's the bride and groom, to a lesser extent, as we've talked about before.
That other guy.
he's there because he has
the accessory of the event.
So
I'm just kidding. Don't anybody get offended now.
Should feature the bride prominently because the bride looks beautiful in, well, I was going to say white dress. They don't always wear white anymore, do they?
But send those pictures. But the cool thing about this, as you've mentioned, is that if you don't make the cover, you're guaranteed to be in the magazine.
Correct.
That is the neatest thing.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. So. And we've had some beautiful winners. Last year's was a beautiful dress. Is it called a sari?
The sari.
It's on BallingerPublishing.com in past issues, April of last year, if you want to take
a look.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the weddings are not the traditional white.
Mm-hmm.
They're very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bridal party is really colorful.
I love that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
So where do we need to send the photos?
Info@BallingerPublishing.com or weddings@BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay, and what's the deadline on that?
That's a good question. We are fast approaching. I think it's actually March 15th.
Okay, so you've got a couple weeks to get it in, but do it now while you're thinking about it.
That's
I'll go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, and then I forget.
Mm. you have time to get married now, between now and March 15th.
Well, that's true. For some people. Wow, okay, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
and then
I look forward to that edition. It's, as I say, beautiful brides and people having fun. Having just been to a beautiful wedding,
you said that the other day. Yeah, how
the bride looked beautiful in it. I've noticed that brides now are wearing plain is not the right word. It's less adorned wedding dresses,
more elegant.
More elegant. Yeah. That's exactly the right word. Yes, and I think that's a great trend. It brings back the elegance of the bride.
Well, I don't want the dress to overshadow the bride, because the bride is that you want to see her beautiful face and the joy of the moment. And sometimes the dresses are so extravagant, you're looking at that instead of
too much frills can be a distraction. I agree.
Yeah, But I do, I still have a, I still marvel when you see, and they don't do it except for probably royal weddings, but there's something about that long train when they do that. I just, that's that princess thing that it makes me think, ooh, that's so cool. But I had a went to a wedding where they had that for the actual ceremony. I mean, it was this beautiful long train.
But not practical.
Well, they, it was very cool because it disconnected. So when they went to the reception, she had the same dress on, but they just removed the long train.
Oh.
I thought that was really, really smart.
Yes.
And very cool.
Yes, because the tradition of keeping your wedding dress is... is that still a thing?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
It's a question for the listeners.
I mean, is that a tradition to keep the wedding dress still?
I believe Glenn's wedding dress.
Was that her mother's?
Because
sometimes they're passed down through generations.
No, it was a new one that father had bought.
Uh-huh.
We still have that.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's somewhere in one of the
storage
rooms.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's really neat.
Yeah, it would be 54 years old now.
Wow. But see, that's very special. I think that would be really special. You might have to fix it up a little bit after all 50 years, but that sounds like it'd be a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us know if you had a wedding. Did you wear a traditional dress, a new dress, something that you created yourself? We'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We've been talking about this wild past weekend, Mardi Gras, and then coming up this weekend, we've got Pensacon, and it just gets better and better from there. There's something just about every weekend for the next several months, and before you know it, we'll be at the air show. It's just really wild. Bands on the Beach will be starting soon on the beach, so that's always a great thing. So it's just a lot happening.
Spring is not too far away.
Yeah. Everybody's betting, is this the fake spring? That's what people have called this kind of, or are we going to get one more cold spell? What do you think?
I think this is spring.
This is the real deal.
I don't, of course I'm not a weatherman. This is, maybe I'm being more hopeful than
hopeful.
Factual.
I don't know. It's Florida. You just never know.
By the way, because Pensacon is going on, there is no hockey games.
Oh, that's right.
However,
of course.
Next weekend, I shall have some tickets to give away.
Oh, good. Okay, because I'm sure there's some folks listening that want to get some tickets. So what will happen then next Monday, you'll tune in next Monday at the same time, 9:30, and we'll be giving away tickets for the game that I think you said was on the 27th?
I think there's a Friday and a Saturday
game. Good. Okay. So we'll have a bunch of tickets to give away.
Probably for both.
Excellent. How are they doing this year? I have not checked their record.
Neither have I.
Oh, Malcolm. season tickets.
I saw Greg on Thursday night, and he seemed very happy. So
okay.
Maybe this.
Well, I'm unfortunately not a big hockey. I don't keep up with hockey. Believe it that way, but I have been keeping up with the Olympics. I am such a fan of the Olympics. It has been phenomenal. I love the Winter Olympics, and I was watching some of those skiers. They're going 90 miles an hour down the hill. Now they can clock them. They have all this technology. I wouldn't do 90 miles in a car, let alone on skis. I just find it, their athleticism and what they go through to do this is just extraordinary.
I must confess, I haven't watched it.
Oh, you really should.
Not for any other reason
it.
Than I've had other things to do.
Yeah, and NBC does a good job. Every night at about 7 o'clock, they do a quick, they do a couple of hours, just a recap of the day, because I'm not that interested in the biathlon or the curling, per se, although the U.S. team won the curling, which was like they beat Sweden, which is like a big deal that they won. And so it's kind of cool, but you get to see all the bobsleds, just all the. So they do a nice recap. But the figure skating I was watching last night, oh, my God, Malcolm, the things that they do now, throwing the girl up in the air, she does three rotations in the air and then lands. I mean, I don't even know how you would do that on the ground, let alone on ice skates.
I saw the quad guard.
Yes, I was so sad that he fell.
He kind of built himself up.
He did well with the team. The U.S. team won the gold because of him. But he's 21 years old. Can you imagine the pressure?
Yeah.
And the Olympics is different than the other championships. So.
I don't know that this should be judged on how many times it can spin in the air.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'm not an ice skater. I'm lucky if I could get around the rink once. We've been talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. You can check out all their digital publishing online at ballingerpublishing.com. All right, sir.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Thanks for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk. Hope your Monday's starting out right. We'll be back in just a few.